Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with tap to pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. So Money Episode 642, Claudia Chan, author of This Is How We Rise.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru Farnoosh Torabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
Is gender equality really possible? You're listening to So Money, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Farnoosh Torabi. Our guest today has made it her life's mission to close the gender equality gap and has inked a new book on the topic. It's called This Is How We Rise, Reach Your Highest Potential, Empower Women, Lead Change in the World. Author Claudia Chan is here. She's the founder and CEO of She Global Media, and she's a recognized expert on leadership and social entrepreneurship. She Global Media just wrapped its annual She Summit. It's an event that aims to help Fortune 1000 companies modernize and accelerate diversity with the goal of achieving gender parity by 2030, which is like not that far away, 13 years. That's pretty ambitious, and I hope we get there. And to support this, I was on a panel at She Summit in New York discussing financial equality and how women can earn more. And you can probably guess I had quite a bit to say. So Claudia's impetus for launching She Global Media actually came after starting a multi-million dollar business. You might have heard of it. It's called Shekies. And it was after achieving tremendous success and still feeling like she wasn't pursuing her life's true calling that she was inspired to do some soul searching and, as she says, step into a new consciousness of what it means to be a woman in today's world. Claudia's book talks about the need to shift to a me for we mindset in order to achieve gender equality. What does that mean, I ask? And also, how can men be a part of this important revolution? Here we go. Here's Claudia Chan. Claudia Chan, welcome to So Money. Joining us right off the heels of the She Summit, which happened in New York City last week. I was a proud panelist at She Summit. It's an amazing gathering of professional women. Great to have you on the show as the founder and now author.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with She Summit, and then we'll get to your new book. Because you're just, you know, coming out of the She Summit 2017, tell us how this amazing gathering of women started.
You know, I basically have spent my whole life as an entrepreneur in the women's content space. So for 10 years, I would say like the 2000s, I ran Shekies, which was a women's entertainment company. That was when Sex and the City was big. I called that the fluff era for women. It was all about, you know, chick lits and chick movies and girls night outs. And so I spent 10 years doing that. And then in that process, I became a successful female entrepreneur and started learning about the state of women. the gender gaps everywhere in society, in the workplace, at home, third world countries. And I was like, okay, well, why is it that, you know, women make up half the world and yet we're so far from, we're making less than men, lack leadership positions, financial literacy gap, right? There's just so many issues around where women are not being treated equally. And yet women around my friends in New York and, you know, who had great educations, like none of us were talking about women's empowerment and not only sort of stepping into our own highest confidence of ourselves as women, but also how do we lift other women? And so I looked at media and events, and I thought, wow, you know, we're being fed fashion and beauty and fun. We're not really being fed empowerment and role models. And so the idea of She Summit was born to create this conference, convene, you know, all kinds of entrepreneurs, corporate leaders, humanitarians, authors, experts, wellness, the whole gamut, right? Leadership, lifestyle, role models for women, and just make and you know, and put women face to face with this type of inspiring content.
It must be an interesting year to host the She Summit, given what's happened politically. We thought we were going to have a female president. We didn't. What was the mood this year?
I believe that we're in a really unique time in history. I mean, I call what's happening right now the fourth wave of feminism, right? Women haven't had the right to vote for 100 years yet. We forget that. And, you know, we had the right, the year 2020 will be 100 years since we've had the right to vote. That was the first movement, second one, Gloria Steinem, women's revolution. And I say we're in the fourth one because this is a time where gender equality and women's advancement is like, you know, you're seeing everybody champion it, right? From like Beyonce and celebrities to even, you know, men, you know, like John Legend calling themselves feminists to corporations are prioritizing their gender and women's networks and their D&I initiatives. And then of course, you know, like mainstream media, you know, every magazine, every newspaper, women's issues are everywhere. So, you know, I think that this is, I mean, they say it's 170 years to global gender equality, but I think that we are in a momentum right now that's really exciting. And then of course, Hillary almost became president and then she didn't. And ultimately, of course, you know, what I say, sometimes God throws a bomb or sometimes there's just a, sometimes like some really bad things have to happen in order for people to wake up and do more. Right. And I believe that that's the good thing that has come out of, Hillary losing is that the women's march did happen. You know, you're seeing men, women, children, you know, stand up for women's rights and just equality in general. So I think that's the good that is coming out of it is people, my friend Raw calls it the age of the citizen, you know, where like things are just getting so bad that people just actually have to get out of their comfort zone and fight for and be activists from where they are and try to do good and drive change from where they are. So that is the good that is coming out of it. And I think that we're going to continue to see that happen.
You mentioned earlier in your career when you were after Sheckies and you were thinking about your next step, and it was 2010, you were 35, and you kind of stepped into what you called a new consciousness of what it means to be a woman in today's world. What does it mean to be a woman in 2017? While we're all having these conversations around the systems that have to change and women supporting women and men supporting women and creating pay equity and opportunity equity, there is this sort of like this stuff in the air. I don't know what it is. It's people's biases. Sometimes it's unconscious. Sometimes it's very conscious, but like there is a push against women rising. And I wanted to get your take on that. How do we tackle this? How do we even define that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel that I feel like for several years now, right? I mean, especially since Lean In came out and, you know, again, like Malala becoming an international girl symbol for girls' education and, you know, just so many things happening, so many movements, like, you know, my friend Reshma with Girls Who Code and closing the tech gender gap, right? There's so many things that are trends that have been happening that have been encouraging women to lead and drive change. But I do feel like women get stuck, right? They're still sitting at their corporate job, trying to get to the next level and juggle everything between child rearing and their careers, or, you know, an entrepreneur who's trying to monetize their business and get to a point of sustainability, or, you know, or obviously sexual assault is still, you know, prevalent on college campuses to the workplace. We're seeing obviously with a lot of the, you know, Uber cases and, you know, so obviously all the problems still exist. And so I think that we really need to equip women with a practical guide on how to, again, how do you lead your career, your life, your family, all of these things, and at the same time drive impact and change in an issue that really is personal to you, that makes sense for you to do that in a way that is realistic and sustainable. And really, that's what my book, This Is How We Rise, teaches women to do. It's truly a practical guide on how do you lead all aspects of your life well, driven by purpose. How do you get clarity on what that purpose is to create a more equal world? And how do you do it and still be able to, you know, to live a successful life? And so I think we got to give women really practical tools on how to do it. And I always say it's like applying business skills to it. You know, you have to be really strategic about how you're investing your time and your money. And if you are at a company, for example, we have a lot of corporate clients, and you feel like, oh gosh, there's no way that I could possibly get this company to get institute parental leave, or, you know, hey, or for women and men to get pay equity, right? And that's not true. You know, there are ways that, you know, you just need to be inspired. A, it's like inspiration. You actually have to, that personal moral fortitude and willingness to work, because you have to work hard at it and not, you know, and not knowing what the result is going to be. But that's what it means to do good in the world, right? That's what it means to be a change agent. And so we have to tap into that energy and awaken that change agent inside of us first.
You talk about a key in the book, which is shifting to a me for we mindset. So while we're focusing on the strategies that we can apply to ourselves to get to the next level and to progress, there has to be a consciousness as well about supporting each other, other women.
So the book is actually, and my whole message, even with She Summit and the book, the she actually stands for she and he empower. So I actually think that we need to move away from the movement being women talking to women and women empowering women. And we have to start talking to women and men and encouraging both of them to step up for gender equality. So I think that women have been fighting this fight alone for way too long. We got to start speaking to the men too. And especially today, women are continuing to rise. And so men and young, especially young men and boys are increasingly confused about what masculinity even is. And so I think that we need to start it can no longer be a one-way dialogue from women to women. The movement's got to talk to women and men. It's got to talk to all people. And it's got to say, we got to prioritize gender equality for A, B, and C reasons. And so that is really, I mean, first and foremost, that's what I say. You know, that's my whole message and my message. And the second thing is, I talk about leading. We need to really realize our highest leadership and our extraordinary birthright and destiny, which I believe all of us have. So there is a spiritual element of the book. Because I believe that we're all of our destinies are meant to be extraordinary, and what is our life while we're here has big meaning, and it's our job to figure out what that meaning and what that impact is. And so, but in order to figure that out, we need to stop living me over we, and instead me for we. Like, stop just living your life in the world for yourself, but how do you lead your life for something bigger, right? And it's our job, and everything has happened for you. So whether or not you were discriminated against, or you came from maybe a immigrant family, or you experienced some inequity somewhere, like, you know, what has happened to you that you are meant to affect change in? And so yeah, it's about leading this purpose centric, this me for we. What does your life mean for the world? I teach people through the book, men and women, to try to figure out what that is, because once you do, then that's where you can really make impact and live the best life you could possibly live.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You want to know what's worse than shopping for jeans? Shopping for bras. It's never been fun for me until Third Love came into my life. Third Love was launched to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. They make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen probably since high school and have straps that actually stay put. Third Love's bras are designed at their headquarters in San Francisco, and they're made from premium materials. They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before they're given the stamp of approval. And whether you're a double A or an H cup, their virtual fitting room can help find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, so long feeling stuck between two cup sizes that just don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code podcast15. That's thirdlove.com to get $15 off your order with the code podcast15.
On this show, we like to talk about living your best financial life. So for the remaining time, Claudia, I'd love to pick your brain and learn more about your financial perspectives. How does that sound?
Great. That's a big topic. Yeah, I've got some perspective on that.
Good. Okay. So shifting to money, what is your money philosophy, if you have kind of encapsulates your approach to spending and or saving?
So one of the things, I think this is a big, I mean, to even take this conversation to more of a, you know, even more of a macro thing, because I do feel like it is a huge movement, is, so I teach that, you know, that the women's movement is not just one issue, right? It's thousands of issues. It's thousands of movements. And so for me, you know, like curating so many topics on our She Summit stage, one big movement, right, is women and their financial well-being. And just financial well-being for anybody, right? And so I think that money is so at the heart, right, of what causes, in terms of what how people are making their decisions in life for their career. Like, okay, do I want to have a kid now or later? Do I quit my job? Or, hey, I really want to start my business. Or, you know, me and my partner, is this the right partner for me, right? If you really think about every aspect of your life, money is at the core and center. Like, it's a subconscious thing that we all, like, especially as women, that it's really a big part of what's driving our decisions and shaping our decisions, often on a subconscious level. Or it's on a conscious level, but we don't, but yet at the same time, it has so much power in our lives. And yet we don't devote the time to really thinking and strategizing around our money. And so, and that is like, how am I making more money? How am I managing it? How am I spending it? And being really thoughtful about what money even means to me in my life. I think even just pausing and be like, what does money even mean for my life and the quality of my life and where I'm going and what I want my life to be about and what I want to have? But also then, you know, what does it mean? And then, okay, this is what it means. But then what's my relationship with money? Because I think we also come from different families and parents, and we have different histories with money. And so I actually think it's an area of all of our lives that we need to be taught to spend more time with, giving more attention to, and any healing that has to be done there, you know, and figuring out what are our patterns with money. And I think that it's a life area that is underestimated and we're not teaching women and people enough about. you know, we're teaching people, like we're constantly talking about, okay, you know, what are you doing with your career, or what's, you know, what career decisions are you making, or what life decisions are you making? And yet money is such a huge aspect of that. But yet the practical education of how we're educating people, and especially women, around money is just really, it needs a lot of focus. It needs a lot more focus. So that's just one thing that I wanted to say that I've learned through my journey and through all the stories and of women and you know, creating leadership conferences. Just one really big aspect of this conversation.
It's so true, because you can't really have the freedom to pick and choose your career and take the risks if you don't feel as though you have financial runway. And that's something that we talk about a lot for those, especially who want to pursue things like entrepreneurship or switching careers. You know, having your financial ducks in a row breathes life into all the decisions that you want to make in life. It's that core stress that just isn't there because, you know, you've done the good work of making that a solid foundation. But yeah, we don't learn it as in that way. It's sort of this, like, you know, thing that you learn after the fact, and often, too often, by mistake. What was your upbringing like, Claudia, in the sense, like, how did your upbringing influence your financial perspectives on life? Was there an experience or a series of moments growing up where you feel like that's how you got, whether it was a lack of financial education or a lot of financial education? You know, some people might talk about the dinner conversations around money or watching their parents fight about money.
My parents came over in the 50s and 60s, and you know, even though they were both from, you know, good families, they survived the war in China when Mao took over, you know, China. They fled to Taiwan. They came here. They came from like aristocratic families, but then didn't have much because of the war. And so, you know, my dad came here with $7 and bartended and valet, you know, did valet parking to take some classes, learn English. But he eventually bartended and had friends on Wall Street, invested in his first Chinese restaurant. And so when my brother and I were born in the 70s in New York, my parents had a restaurant. And then eventually they had their second, third, fourth, fifth restaurant. We were raised middle class, but I was just always taught that the value of money was just so ingrained, right? Like, and I think that often too, especially from Asian families, especially because of the history of, you know, of having come from scarcity, right? Like, in a way, I feel like I was raised with this scarcity mentality around money. Like, it always could run out. It's like a survival mode. You're living in survival, and it could run out at any point. And so by the nature of that happening, and especially America being such a melting pot, right, of so many immigrant families and of all kinds of cultures, right? So this is the land of opportunity and freedom. And so you're sort of raised with this, you know, this like, oh my God, money is so important, right? So I feel like that was always a part of me, and I was sort of coming out of college, I gotta have my own business. I gotta make a lot of money. The significance of money was always there. But then, so that's the part where, and I did become a successful entrepreneur in my 20s. By the time I was 28, 29 years old, Shecky's had become a multi-million-dollar business. And so I feel like I found this material financial success, but then the purpose stuff was always missing, right? So I always say that I ended up making the financial success, but then the purpose was missing, and the meaning and quality of life. And that was my journey. And, you know, I always joke that like my 20s were, you know, more financially like healthy, like, or financially abundant, but then lacking purpose. And then the next few years of my life were like lacking money, but having all this purpose. And then into my 40s is hopefully a time where, you know, there is the financial and there is the purpose of Millen, which there is right now. And it's, you know, but it's a journey. But that's just an example of how we all need to sort of stop and like ask ourselves, what's our money story? You know, what are our belief systems around it? Because we our beliefs drive our thoughts drive our behaviors. So, and our patterns, and it's a cycle.
Is there something you're particularly proud of in your financial life? Is there something, an accomplishment that for you was, we call it the so money moment on the show?
I mean, I bought a home when I was 28, 29 years old, but I think that the so money moment for me, it's really just where I am today. You know, I really feel like at 42 years old, I'm living a life where everything that I do is in alignment with who I really am meant to be in this world. Like, I'm living a life where how I spend my money and how I make my money is all very aligned with what's important to me. And and what is meaningful and my purpose and in work and family and all of those things. And that's a pretty spectacular feeling.
Bring that to life a little bit for us today. Where's your financial mindset today? How has that, you know, is there an example of how that's manifested?
I mean, just through, you know, I think that, okay, well, in terms of earning money, you know, I believe that, you know, like obviously my path is entrepreneurship. So even with the conference, right, companies are sending delegations of people and we are like for the cost of what they pay. And, you know, whether it's an entrepreneur, an individual, a company sending their employees, we connect, educate, and activate them, right, in their leadership. I say every year in order to grow in your life, you have to grow your connections, expand your education, and propel your actions. That's how you're going to continue to rise every year. And you have to invest in that. And so I believe that the education and the experience that I deliver through my company is truly changing people's lives. Because at the end of the day, it's what you think and what you do, right, that's going to transform your life. And we got to, you know, it's just, you know, by creating the space for She Summit to happen, where we're activating thousands of people to get to the next level through the book, you know, the message, 60,000 words, right? I mean, that's doing that in a much more detailed way. Leading my team, you know, every person I pay, you know, on my team, it's like what the meaning around that, right? How you're spending your money to create something, or where my money is going in terms of family and childcare right now. I got a 2-year-old and a 7-month-old. So, you know, so I just, how I'm spending my money, how I'm making my money. I'm very clear as to the purpose and the value of all of those, you know, related to every one of those activities.
It sounds like you're very clear on your why, as Simon Sinek says. I don't know if you're familiar with his work. He was on the show recently and he's all about, before you step out into the world, figure out your why. And when you said that you want to basically help change the world, that's a very ambitious why, but it guides you. Like it really takes you to a whole advanced level with the way you strategize, the way you think, the way you connect.
At the end of the day, I believe that we're all here to make an impact, right? I talk about in the book, what is your holistic purpose? Because I think purpose sometimes feels very daunting, and because we feel like we have multiple purposes, but you know, purpose, what is your purpose in your personal realm, which could be your health, your financial well-being, your kids, the things that really directly impact you. But then what is your purpose in the social realm? Like, where are you giving back to in society? And so, you know, by the end of your life, beyond your family, who did you empower? What good did you do, right? These are the kind of questions that I ask in my book, This Is How We Rise. And like, what does your life mean for the world? And so when it comes to like, I want that to power your why. I want this me for we, this purpose. Like, what is the bigger good you want to create to be a part of your why, right? If Steve Jobs wanted to make beautiful things, you know, like I would add to that, to make beautiful things that would make people's quality of lives better, right? Like, so I think that we're all here ultimately to contribute, because we have the privileges we have today because of other people that have come before us and fought for a better society and a better world. So I would just add to Simon's why and say your why has to be rooted in purpose, and not just purpose in the personal realm, but the purpose in this, what is your purpose in the social realm? Because we all have we're all here for bigger reasons than just to like live a good life, right? So that's really where I want people to start thinking about, to really unleash potential.
Sometimes, let's be honest, we feel like we're good, you know, life's good for me. And why should I push myself harder? Why should I try harder? Why should I make more? Why should I start that business if it's going to mean disrupting my kind of serenity, peace, time? And I'm always saying to people that, because like you say, to echo what you're saying, it's not just about you, you know, that you are an aspect of a bigger world, and everyone has the power to help, not just help someone's life, but really change their life. And if you believe that, I think that can be mind blowing and life blowing. A very important conversation we should all be having. Your book is called This Is How We Rise. Claudia Chan, thank you so much. And congratulations on the success of the She Global Summit.
Thank you. Thank you, Farnoosh. Thank you for your work and contribution as well to financially empower all of us. And I look forward to more conversations.
Thanks so much to Claudia Chan for stopping by. Her book again is called This Is How We Rise. She is on Twitter at Claudia Chan, and you can learn more about her at ClaudiaChan.com. If you'd like to download this episode, read the transcript, send me a question for the Friday episodes of Ask Farnoosh, just hop over to SoMoneyPodcast.com. It is all there for you. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I hope your day is so money. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.